How important are the early years? We're talking from birth to kindergarten. There's a study that people in this field love to bring up.
Nobel laureate economist James Heckman has done some of the most cited work out there that says that any dollar invested in early childhood has a $7 to $10 return on the investment.
That's Laura Milliken with Spark New Hampshire, a group that the governor created to work on early childhood issues. It's a small community of people committed to early ed in the state. Milliken often works with Jackie Cowell of Early Learning New Hampshire. They say it's during these first years that the first signs of a gap between privileged and underprivileged kids start to form.
We're literally building the architecture of children's brains.
It's like a house. It's built from the bottom up. You know, it's either a sturdy or a fragile foundation.
These two work with state officials who are racing to finish a grant application by mid-October. These Race to the Top grants are comprehensive, to put it mildly, says Deborah Nelson, the director of Head Start programs in the state.
Yeah, Rhode Island's 300 pages of narrative and 700 pages of appendices. I've been writing grants my entire adult life. This is the first federal grant I've ever been involved with that had no page limit.
It's a big deal. More than 30 states will vie for 4 or 5 awards, and New Hampshire could get as much as $37 million. The grant isn't done yet, but the officials writing it say they would spend that money on initiatives that would help improve the quality of daycare and preschool programs. First up, they want to create a ranking system for the 950 licensed childcare programs in the state. Programs will get stars for things like having staff that are trained in early childhood ed, having good outdoor play spaces, and evaluating children's development once a year. They also want to build a network that will help train child care workers to know more about what good care looks like. And they want to create a data system that will feed into the public schools, helping teachers know more about the needs of children as they enter the school system.
And $37.5 million can go a long way to building those systems, but it'll give us a lot of clout to be able to build things that otherwise will take us another 15 years at least.
Basically, the state wants to build a system that helps programs get better and tells them how close they are to being like, well, this place. This is Live and Learn, a family-run daycare in Lee that's been around for 4 decades. They take care of around 70 kids from infants to kindergartners, and they're accredited by 2 nationally recognized early childhood organizations.
So this is my microphone.
By all accounts, it's one of the best programs in the state, and it started with Johanna Booth Minor, taking care of kids for $6.50 a day in her own home. They've come a long way since then. Now, the kids at Live and Learn are working the skills that will be their foundation once they hit school.
So from planting the bean, to seeing the root, to seeing it grow, to seeing the flower, that's science in real life. Inside, if we have print in our world, we're learning that that print there has a meaning, and that everybody that looks at it can get that meaning.
They're getting outside every day, all year long.
We celebrate International Mud Day every June, when children all over the world are jumping in the mud.
They have a variety of stimuli, from a musical set of pots and pans and a tank to bang on, to hamsters or guinea pigs in every classroom that are used to teach empathy early on.
Gentle with his head, please. I know you want to kiss him so bad.
Live and Learn is fully enrolled and has a waiting list. But even somewhere like this, finances are tight. Booth Minor tries to keep her prices down because she's seen how hard it is for families to afford childcare, but it's hard. She charges around $250 to $300 a week, depending on the age of the child, which is a bit above the state average. But even so, during the low period in the summer, Booth Minor makes payroll with her credit cards, and the building needs a new roof that it's not getting.
I do have 2 mortgages. We put pots under where it's leaking. We put up Tyvek on the roof. It's not the best answer.
Her lead teachers earn between $27,000 and $32,000 a year, plus benefits. Compare that to the New Hampshire average of a little more than $20,000 a year. She pays a premium because she wants to hang on to good employees. Booth Minor's daughter, Sarah Minor, who co-directs Live and Learn, puts the challenge like this.
So if we're working for no money, no support, you walk out the door and everyone's like, oh, you babysit? That's what you really do? It doesn't make people want to stay.
She points out it's the people working directly with the kids that make or break a daycare.
We've seen quality programs in a basement, and then you go into the best of the best buildings and you walk in and you're thinking, oh no, I'm sorry kids have to spend their day here.
Even with what are often seen as eye-popping childcare bills, ask most in this business and they will tell you they are barely making money. Quality childcare is simply expensive. Compared to school-aged children, you need a lot of adults to make it work. If pre-K is going to improve in New Hampshire, this is the nut of the issue. And the state officials writing the Race to the Top grant realize that.
If you're asking somebody who's been through 4 years of college and who has been certified to work for $10 or $12 an hour, it's simply not going to happen.
Ellen Wheatley runs the Child Development Bureau at the State Department of Health and Human Services.
We want them to be willing to stay, and we want to be able to pay them to stay. So that's one of the things that we can do. We can have incentives for highly qualified teachers to stay in early childhood classrooms.
But the grant isn't written yet, and what that incentive would look like hasn't been hammered out. And of course, New Hampshire will be facing healthy competition from other states. Nevertheless, everyone in this small world of early childhood education, like Laura Milliken and Jackie Cowell, seem to think this issue isn't going away.
The evidence is very strong, and I think there's been a real lack of understanding of how important early childhood is to the rest of a person's life and, frankly, to society.
There seems to be a national conversation that wasn't there before. There's certainly a state conversation that wasn't there before. We're feeling very hopeful.
So, should the state miss out on the grant, early childhood ed seems unlikely to slip off the radar. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.